Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, Denny's.
What did Denny's just do to you? Oh, God.
I think Denny's exactly just made her shit herself.
The debauchery from Denny's.
I mean, it fits.
If it fits, I sit.
Dionysus, is that you?
Yes.
Dionysus, go to it.
Hey, that's what we need. Another god in the campaign.
Denny's is short for Dionysus.
It sure is.
You know, that tracks.
Did you not know that? My boy, I thought you 100% would have known that.
Sorry, I'm feeling classy tonight, apparently.
Apparently.
Consider what the fuck is up, Denny's is the best way to invoke the gods.
Can you pass that this way? My tummy hurts so bad.
Like, can someone please just walk into a temple and say, what the fuck is up, Athena?
Probably my tummy doesn't hurt right now.
There's nothing that makes Zeus more excited than a lumberjack slam.
Yeah, bud?
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Okay.
Welcome to the beginning of session, everyone. This is going about how you expected, if you've been here before.
If you're not in Roll20, go ahead and get in Roll20, because we're jumping right in.
Come here, baby dice. I need to sort you out for when I reset the
pile. Last session this past week, which was not even a week ago, because it was on Wednesday, the party set out to spy on the mysterious mansion in Iowa. Did not really find what they were expecting, I don't think.
Didn't find a fight.
They ended up having a conversation with someone who identified himself as Ash, and flirted rather a lot with Olathe in a smarmy, greasy kind of way.
Smarmy, I'm sorry. what a word.
And invited the squad out to his House of Ash, which it seems they're planning to do that and see what happens. Oh my god, fucking Bobby Shmurda. Jesus. I haven't listened to Bobby Shmurda in like 10 years. Anyway, and as they were preparing to do so, with Olathe not yet having emerged from the cold iron cage they boxed her into, some visitors arrived, basically identifying themselves as mercenaries in the employ of someone you guys briefly encountered at the lovingly named Fuck Hotel that you guys visited a little while back. And basically told them, hey, we're here for Chase. We need him alive. We don't necessarily want to fight all of you, but they paid us for Chase, not you. And you can become unalived if necessary. And that is kind of where we left things with that discussion not entirely resolved of whether you wanted to work something out or if we were going directly into the throwing of hands.
I have a question before we start throwing hands.
Okay. Just for the sake of a little bit of recappage about the people you're facing, you don't know too much about them as of yet. The girl is kind of small, but has a sword that is notably larger than she is, and is very heavily armored, and the dude, who is, like, Lachlan-sized, has big, punchy gauntlets on his hands that Jessica identified as being made out of the chest plates of destroyed hit marks, which is not super ideal.
I mean, we can't confirm he killed them. He might have found them after they were already broken.
I guess the other things that would be pertinent is trade with the changelings took place. And that included acquiring some changeling money, gold and silver coins, that they determined had magical properties of the changeling variety that enables them to basically build a Google map of where they go. They can't, use it to get photo and video and audio spying of where the coins go, but wherever the coins go, the changelings know where they are. So as they pass hands back and forth and continue to go out into the world, it sends them back a little bit of subtle information. I think that's about it.
I have a question.
Yeah, so question from the Jesse.
Does Chase still have one of the teleportation charms that Naomi gave him?
I think the last one got used a couple sessions ago. No, wait, I still have one on my sheet.
Yep. Okay. So, what if we did just let you go? they specifically want you alive.
The question of, do they have core mages that can counteract that?
I mean, I guess.
That, how likely do we think it'll be that Chase will be allowed to leave is the more important question.
Have we asked that yet?
I think we just asked if they would, we were going to ask if they would just call their employer and see if we could just set up an actual meeting.
Call your
mom. I think Benji, correct me if I'm wrong and you want this to move forward in a somewhat faster method. I think our conclusion was they wouldn't, they're not going to call the guy. They're paid to do the job.
They're paid to do the job, but they also, would love to do the job in the least. I mean, they're mercenaries. There's no point in getting paid to kill people if you don't live to spend your paycheck. By definition, you probably have a decent chance of talking your way out of this one if you can come up with a solution that doesn't involve them killing the shit out of you.
Also, technically, we aren't needing to be at the fucking House of Ash that quickly. If he's willing to have all of us go, there is just the option of we all also go with. Rather than this being a fight, if he wants, because he wants Chase alive for something. The worst issue is we add another mage to the problem. Best case is the mercenaries say, hey, we delivered him, our job's done, and they leave.
Wait, what?
Did that not make sense?
As in delay going to the House of Ash because we're not on a time frame there, and just us say go with these people instead.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I wasn't clear.
You said it right. I heard it as we were trying to get them to go to the House of Ash.
I took a minute to catch up too and was like, does Sting think that these people want us to go to the House of Ash? And then as he kept going, I was like, no, I'm with him on that one. And honestly, I'm into that idea. So
should we let Ash know?
We are not on a timetable with Ash. He just gave us an open invite. He didn't say, come visit the next day.
We're in the brainwaves getting to discuss this for a moment. And reminder, it is significantly worse if that guy has hostile intentions and we're in his sanctum.
That is true. You are correct.
That could just be, he does want that thing out of Chase's brain, but he's going to take Chase's whole head and then we don't have a good way to stop him.
True, but he's going to be after Chase either way, so either we keep dealing with mercenaries or we go deal with the root of the problem.
I'm just saying, if we go there, we're agreeing that if he goes, I'm going to take Chase's brain, and we go, hey, don't, we're in a death situation. We're going to lose.
We are in definitely a rough situation there.
Our option becomes everybody dies, or Chase gives up his brain, probably. I assume that's not an ideal situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It is. There is also the option of, hey, we have multiple high-level mages. We'll just make you a duplicate of this fucking little metal spider that you're wanting to see, and here you go, have fun, go away.
How sure are we if that's what he wants?
We don't have a goddamn clue what he wants.
Just said he wanted Chase alive, which means it's like it's been heavily implied that it's for reasons that Chase will not come back from.
May I make a suggestion?
Of course.
We know who they're talking about. Why don't we just call the fucking fuck hotel?
Is this guy still there?
You all know who they're talking about.
We do have to say something to these people in a outside of the mind link kind of way.
Question is, do you want to talk or do you want to like them to talk?
I'll talk. They're here for me, I guess.
You've got better roles for it. I love the idea of a late, because a late's just going to go, one moment, I'm going to make a call. Or I'm going to call him. Just call the dude.
A moment, please.
Oh, see, I just get the idea of Jesse punching a tree to call. Hold on one second, we're going to make a phone call.
Oh. Yeah, I just love the idea of just someone just being like, yeah, one second, I'm going to call him. Let's see if we can work this out. And just call the dude.
Give me a second. I've got a direct line to your boss, actually.
I do, on a complete side note, I love the image of Jesse just views trees as the buttons. And like, upper left parts for a one, bottom right hook for a nine, straight jab for a five.
You know what? I hit him with a 10-hit combo.
Yeah. Fuck, I misdialed.
Headcanon accepted.
That's true. That's it.
All
right. Jesse's just assigned quick dials for the people she knows.
Yeah.
Two is speed dial Aletha.
Dial option, yeah.
Yeah. One is Chase, two is Aletha, three is...
Excuse you, one is Lachlan in the cabin.
That's fair.
Can have two.
Huh. Yeah, didn't mean to derail any further, but it was right no, there.
That's as on the rails as we start. It's okay.
Alright, so you guys are chatting away in the mind meld. What do you actually say to the people?
After, I don't know, 15 seconds or so, because speed of thought, etc., etc. Chase is gonna clear his throat and kind of hold a hand up. Thanks for giving us a quick time out there. Really appreciate it. Again, this has been way more civil than previous kidnapping attempts.
Adelaide laughs.
Is there any situation in which we just talk to this guy? Do you have a way of calling him? Do you mind if we take a second to try to call him? Because we've seen him before.
Okay. I could. Well, I couldn't. Oni could. She looks like she's about to point, and then she just kind of laughs and shakes her head like she's enjoying a private joke. Never mind. What exactly are you wanting us to ask him?
What
Why
he
the
wants
fuck
from
trying
me?
To take him?
The yeah, that. Think?
Why he wants you? Okay.
Because, like, realistically, there is still a possibility that he just wants to talk, and none of us have to, like, you know, get hurt about it. Because, you know, I'm not going to say who's going to win and who's going to lose here, but there's really high odds that not all of us walk away from this if a fight starts, at the very least, yeah? That's not worth it to me.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Oni, you catch all of that. The four dudes with bows, all four in perfect synchronicity go, yep. all right, hold on. And one of them starts doing some kind of casty cast.
Hey, Jesse, why don't you do that?
Why don't I do what?
That is your job to disrupt now, by the way.
We're not letting him. What?
No.
Begins scratching on the car that he is crouched behind. Little sigils of some kind.
Am I supposed to stop that?
No, not right now.
No, when we fight, they're saying you need to help disrupt that. Which is something I plan on doing, so at least we'll be able to match him.
What the, he's co-located. Those are all him. You can counterspell that.
Oh.
Make there not be four of him.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Did Adelaide introduce herself as that? Like, do we have a name yet, or no?
Nope.
We know from you the story.
Y'all know Adelaide because of the DM story.
Okay. As he starts with the casting and whatnot, I never did get a name. Obviously, it is what it is if you don't feel like sharing it, but you seem to be in charge?
Yep. I'm Adelaide. And she points at the mountain of a man next to her. That's Herman. And I think you heard Oni.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say pleasure to meet you, but et cetera, et cetera. We're not getting into that again. What exactly is your contract? Is it to deliver me to him?
Yeah. That's the long and short of it.
The long and short of it. Are you interested in having work lined up for after that contract's over?
I think they said they're going to have a retirement party after that.
It'll be a quick one.
What do you have in mind?
I guarantee that I safely leave the building, and the armor that I'm wearing is yours. Resized to fit anyone who may need something a little more substantial. I got a flying necklace if that's more interesting.
Tricky. We could consider it. It doesn't make a great impression on the market if you kill your employee or employer after the job is done.
Sure, but if he's paying you enough that you're planning to retire for, how long was it again that you're planning to take off and move to Hawaii, was it?
No, we were Hawaii. I think we were somewhere else.
I plan to be naked on a beach in Tahiti for at least a couple of years.
Okay.
But...
so what does local politics bother you, then?
We're mages, buddy. There's no such thing as local.
I think there's plenty of people who have never heard of you. But, fair enough.
Look, you might not have heard of us, but a lot of people have. Our most recent big job after all this, we fucking stole the crown jewels. So, like, we're a little bit known. We'd like to not blow that up. But, hold up. And she kind of looks a little to the side as if, like, listening to something. Okay, so I don't know if I told you, this dude is pretty weird. I'm not totally sure he's all there in the head.
But, me neither.
that was a good one.
What Oni could get out of him just now, he just said music. I don't know what the fuck that means.
No music. Fucking way.
Is he still on the line?
Yeah.
He patched me through.
Is there any way I could just talk to him, or does he just want music? Because, yes, there's music right now in my head. You want to hear it?
Hold on. Oni, can you make that happen? And you just hear something in a language you don't understand. Spoiler alert, it's Finnish.
How horrible.
Just drop my tea bag into my tea. And you feel an incoming mind link. Chase.
Basic precautions. Please don't get twitchy.
We already have the wards up.
That's fine.
I'm saying I'm fine, but don't forget them is what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I have not forgotten, but he's going to announce loudly. Basic precautions about mind stuff. You know the drill. Please don't get twitchy. And that's going to be 4 further successes to buffer Chase's brain. He's not attempting to hide it. He's like taking a pocket mirror out and looking himself in the eyes for like 3 seconds.
Okay.
And then mind link accepted.
Alrighty. It's a little weird because it's getting funneled through Oni to you, and Oni's way of doing mind magic appears to be like he is mentally picturing an old-fashioned phone switchboard. So, like, connecting to people is plugging, like you would plug to connect to somebody as an operator.
That's awesome.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
So you just kind of hear clunk, 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 like he's moving shit around.
Fantastic.
And then you hear another voice on the far end of the line. Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
Chase. Music.
I hear it. I hear it.
For reference for everybody, it is that, as I posted at the end of last session, Bon Jovi, wanted dead or alive.
Okay.
How appropriate.
You know.
Every like now and then it matches up.
I see they found you. Where are you?
Are you trying to kill me?
That wouldn't make any sense. If I killed you, I'd lose the music. Again! I need the music!
Okay. We can make that happen. You didn't need mercenaries with large weapons and a general vibe of come with us or I'll kill all your friends. Like, that's not a good first impression, man.
Listen. I need the music.
Okay.
Couldn't take any chances on this. Are you going to give me the music?
Sure. If you come to us, it's all yours.
Hmm.
Is this getting relayed at all?
Chase would be sharing this with the rest of the party, yeah.
This feels deeply marauderish.
Probably.
Right?
Maybe. He could just be weird.
He could just be insane.
Well, you know what that usually relates to.
Marauders.
Yep.
I mean, end of the world probably snapped more than a few people. And we don't know how together he was to begin with.
Alright. Alright. Give me just a moment. And you feel him dip out of the mind link. And Adelaide is just grinning like a motherfucker. Told you he was weird.
Yeah, but we might have this on a fight.
Hey, for reference, doesn't this close out your contract if he comes here?
Probably.
I mean, I'm going to leave it up to their interpretation.
You know, were you a lawyer before all this?
No. I grow really good apples.
Do you bake them?
Do I what?
Do you bake them?
No, just like straight off a tree. When I stay in a place long enough.
Are you wanting an apple pie?
We can just figure that out.
I could go for an apple pie.
Oh my god, did we just avoid a fight and make friends? What the fuck?
Pie is doable.
Benji. What are the odds of apples being somewhere in storage?
Probably pretty high.
Otherwise you have Olathe who can just grow your fucking tree.
I'm just gonna have the team cook go figure that out. And frankly, if it makes your life easier at all, I'll just get the rest of them to scram off on that. On the principle of there's other people back in town to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't have to control four characters ever.
Yeah, take firepower off the field.
But yeah, Stellis just has 5 points in cooking.
Amazing.
I assume that works for baking to enough degree with enough... baking would be the intelligence version of cooking, wouldn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Well, they'll figure it out. Seven dices.
Yeah, it should be plenty. Go ahead and start rolling.
Successes, go make this lady in the apocalypse a pie.
Perception awareness from any one person that wants to roll it.
Hello, I have a good pool for that. Specialize?
Sure.
What'd you call your eyes?
Special. Jesse has acute senses all.
Yeah, I was just making the joke of special eyes.
Shit!
Did you just fuck that up?
Cough, cough, River.
Probably.
Can River give a... If we're not all making the roll?
Alternately, could Taryn make a roll?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well, you said one person, so we weren't sure.
Shit. What the fuck?
Yeah. What is the difficulty?
Diff 7.
God damn, you did screw that up, Jesse.
Yeah, that was definitely a good shit, Jesse.
If it was a diff 7, that made a diff 5 for me, so I zeroed out instead of a double botch, so eat my shorts.
I mean, you still zeroed out on one of your top skills. I'm still gonna give you a little shit.
Shut up.
You had a 9. You never double botched.
One more time. How many successes?
6.
6. There's a pretty substantial correspondence incoming feature. Not too far away.
Incoming. Magic. Portal.
I'd ask what the chances are that's not him, but...
Tiernan is going to step out of the way as though... Like, he just thinks the bird is yelling at... In general, at people to move. Just... I'll be over
Astoria,
here next week.
Astoria will translate a little bit more in the mind link. She will be able to tell everyone where it is. if he's able to identify where it is.
Roughly there.
My whole screen moved.
That was the intent.
Okay.
Yeah, he does have the ability to just put you anywhere.
Astoria will ping that location for everybody.
And as stated, a whole ass portal opens right there. To the tune of like a fixed portal, not a someone pops out of
like the gateway kind.
Like the gateway kind. That's the word I was looking for, thank you.
Saucy.
Saucy. Saucy indeed. And the first things that come through the gate are not a dude. It's a big old walking suit of armor. And a smaller walking suit of armor that seem to set up a defensive posture on either side of the gate, followed by a rather weird-looking guy in, like, the aforementioned tweed suit, who, first things first, starts doing matter magic and eliminating your little walls.
While that's happening, Olepe is going to be pinging through my link of, someone get a snapshot of those. We might need to make those towards the mobile armor.
Done. That's exactly what Chase is planning to build in the near future anyway, so.
Uh-huh.
But
more ideas is more ideas, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that Chase has at least mentioned the idea of, yeah, I'm going to be making some shit.
Give me perception awareness. Or wits occult. Or both.
Can I have River make that roll?
Anybody or just Aletha?
Whoever you would whoever would like to.
What was the pool again? I apologize.
Wits occult or perception awareness.
Could you intelligence occult instead?
Sure.
And is there a different difficulty for the two?
If you're going with just wits occult or intelligence occult, it's a diff 8. For perception awareness, it's a diff 7.
Oh, I went the other way I expected. Okay. But I will...
One success.
Actually,
from
no, Samson. I'm gonna let River do it her way.
Zero. What am I looking for again?
One success for Olepha with perception awareness. Two, three successes with a cult for River.
Okay. Well, one success of awareness is there's magic. Those are definitely powered by magic.
Yeah.
Olaf is a little more focused on the possibility of a fight still.
And Astoria was doing something as well?
Astoria had three successes for the occult, and Taryn had one for the perception.
Okay. Y'all with your ones for perception. Yeah, there's magic. So, those of you with a little more, those two constructs are made of mind magic and matter magic. They contain their own independent psyches. As in forged psyches that are anchored to the suits.
Is that mind 4 or mind 5?
That is mind 5.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So those of you with a little bit of mind experience or a lot of bit of mind experience would recognize that as pretty advanced mind magic.
Careful, Chase.
I never am.
He's definitely a master. Mind, at least. Probably also correspondence.
So, you.
Me.
At Chase. The music.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it?
Paradox.
Intriguing. I think that's how I lost it. Perception alertness diff 9 from anyone that wants to roll it. Obviously diff 7 for Jesse.
Is this supernatural or danger related as well?
No.
Oh shit, my earlier roll should have been better because I had I forgot I had the acute senses thing. Oh well.
Fuck yeah, one success.
That's gonna be 6 successes for Samson if the acute senses thing applies.
Mm-hmm. 5 for Terran and Astoria zeros.
You said diff 7?
Yeah, it would be diff 7 for you.
Okay, 1, 2, 3 for Olathe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for River.
He is holding some kind of, like, glowy blue ball in his right hand. In his right hand, probably some kind of a focus. But you notice that his left hand is moving almost like a orchestra conductor, except horribly out of time. Like, he keeps losing the rhythm of what he is unconsciously conducting and then having to start over.
So, my dog tells me you can't keep a beat anymore.
The dog has music.
His brain and mind have been pretty thoroughly linked for a while now. I don't think that he has a choice in the matter.
Curious. Well, you could give me the dog, then. I could get the music from the dog.
That one's not happening.
So tell me, how much music do you have?
Everything I've heard on the radio or YouTube or in a mall since like 10, no, it's only been about three or four years ago. Which is a lot because I spent most of my life in a car with the radio on.
True. Well, it's a start. You see, he kind of stops, looks at each of you. Okay. All mages, you should understand this. Did you know that all the music there is is in the internet. The internet dimension, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse looks confused.
Well, when everything went kaboom, I tried to get it, all of it, all of the music, from the internet dimension. It went poorly. And in exchange, I forgot all the music I ever knew. And I knew a lot.
Is there a reason you don't just go hang out with the Duchy? They've got, like, a number of musicians there that are producing new music.
But you see, it's not one or two songs, or three, or 10, or 500. I need all the music. Damn it!
Unfortunately, I think all the music is gone. And it sounds like you need a little bit more help than just ripping a few CDs out of my brain. Are you... do you have any evidence, really, to support the idea that I can somehow help you with this? Aside from letting you listen to some music that I'm sure you'll get bored of quickly.
Well, I saw you in that wonderful hotel. I was hoping someone would pass through of... would be of some kind of help. And I could hear your music. Never met anyone quite like you. Just walking around with music playing in your head. So I figured taking yours would be a good place to start. Transfer it from your mind to my mind.
I suppose you've spent some time thinking about this then. Do you have a spell that you're confident will work without lobotomizing me?
I believe so. I am quite skilled. Knowing that it is paradox-induced, you say, changes things a little bit, but not insurmountably. Easy enough to pull the memories from your mind and relocate them to mine. Given that they are linked to paradox, a bit of manipulation of primal energy may be required to scrub that problem and move it over to me.
I reckon Aletha and I can probably figure out how to make that happen.
Possibly. I can do it myself, though.
I'm sure you understand all of the implications of mental tampering as well as I do. You mind if Aletha and I give it a shot first?
I suppose.
Ace is going to get a little tap.
Mm-hmm.
In the mind link. So I see two ways I'm guessing you want to do this. either copy it from your mind, or we build a whole new mind to duplicate the power in, or problem in, that he can then pull from, so it's not directly from you.
I actually have pretty abruptly had another thought here that I'm going to go ahead and offer now. Before we start nailing down specifics, I would appreciate your help with this one too, though. And then out loud. So, I'm as unsurprisingly opposed to having someone poking around in my brain as I'm sure you are when it comes to something that deep. What's just occurred to me now is, with the right combinations of magic and the right spell, it may be possible to remove this paradox from my head, staple it to... Chase kind of bends down and grabs a rusty pipe. This, for instance. And you take that and wire that music wherever you want it to go from there, and we go our separate ways.
That sounds like it should work. A little crass, but it should work.
Eh.
You do kind of have me at gunpoint here. It's the most elegant solution I could come up with at the time. Speaking of, is your contract with Adelaide complete? I'm here. You're here. We're discussing an appropriate transfer of the music.
He snaps his fingers, and a rolled up parchment appears, hovering in front of him. And he kind of seems to read over it line by line. I suppose. Contract is for deliverance. You have been delivered. Though I suppose not inescapably. Well, I suppose the answer to that is yes. I will need to pay them when I have finished working with you.
This is going to take us some time if you'd like to go ahead and resolve that with them.
Squint.
Chase turns and begins discussing technobabble of the... He knows the words and Olathe knows the words, but I'm not actually a part of this universe, so I don't know the words for... going over the shape and form that a spell should take to extract memory and the bundle of paradox that is at the center of those memories and attach it to something else safely, as though continuing to negotiate in good faith.
He looks to his left. I believe our contract is concluded, but as you know, your payment awaits where I live. I will get it to you at the appropriate time. You understand, I will not disclose that location, as was previously agreed. Adelaide kind of looks between the two of you like she is picking up what's happening here. She starts to draw her sword, seems to think better of it, and just looks a little pissed off.
At us or him?
The general situation.
Face winks.
Kinda got me in a bind here.
What's to worry about? You'll get paid.
Yeah, if we're going to keep like going over the how to move the thing, Olaf is going to start taking things out of her bag. Reach around river, pull little things out that she would need for this.
Base followed suit.
Herman and like, Adelaide both take a small step back.
Because, like, you know, copying a paradox thing ought to be fairly interesting to try, at least. Through the mind link, does Chase actually intend to copy his paradox for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not getting killed and not risking getting killed seems like a good option. He is definitely starting to have some thoughts about maybe copying instead of removing, though.
Olathe thought he had intended to copy, so that's what Olathe's question. Like,
yeah.
How are we copying this? Do you know where it is in your brain?
Sorta. And correct me if I'm wrong here, out of character. Olathe has hit Prime 4, yes?
She is Prime 4, yes. Prime 4, Life Form, Mind 1.
Mind
two, sorry. I forgot I had updated that.
Following the norms of if you can create it at one level, you can manipulate it at the lower level. Prime 5 is where you start being able to create and destroy paradox and paradox effects. Would it be reasonable with Mind 4 and Prime 4 between the two of us to manipulate a paradox backlash as such? Because I think we've checked all the boxes here.
I think so.
Prime 4, Mind 4, and then Matter 2 for the target.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm saying, unless you're going to require me to make a brain...
No, because the music is attached to the paradox. It's not necessarily stored data.
Fair enough.
(Clears throat) So yeah, it sounds like we're just going to continue moving towards that. While Adelaide gets pissy and glares and theoretically eventually hopefully leaves.
We're just kind of under the gun of our side guarding us and their side watching us like, don't you fucking try anything, let's go. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if y'all kill him, she doesn't get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we know. Alright, well, Ben, do you want more story, or are we getting interrupted in this, or are we starting to roll?
Go for it.
Alright, I'm gonna...
He's just sitting there waiting.
I'm gonna burn a little quintessence, because I'm figuring we have time to make quintessence after this.
Same.
So...
Would you like starting... another party member that has mind and prime to assist?
And matter?
And matter?
And matter. Yes.
Okay.
Go. Don't forget, you've recently been enchanted to not fail.
True. Could that have stopped Jesse from fucking zeroing out?
Not if I didn't choose to use it.
It was magic specifically.
Oh, fair enough.
Also, Olathe, I did have successes on making you lucky after that reroll last session.
True.
I'm gonna three quintessence. That is gonna be four successes from Chase.
So we should be what, diff seven?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna burn two quint.
Is it dark yet?
Oh, you didn't come through the first time.
Ben.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Is it dark yet?
No.
Damn.
Alright, so like I said, dropping, I think, two quint into that. That'll bring it down to a five. Okay, reroll the ten. Two, three successes plus whatever comes of lucky. I don't remember exactly what lucky did offhand, sorry.
Also,
that allows you rerolls.
Was it rerolls?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you were talking about the merit.
No, the benefit that I gave him, I assume, is what.
Yes, that's what I was referring to this time.
Yeah, I don't think we ever specified what kind of lucky. I just ended up getting, was it three or four?
You had a fair number of successes, so.
Yeah, it was a high number of successes. Let me scroll back about it.
I almost want to say it was five as well, but it might not have been quite that much. But yeah, Ben, three successes at the very least from Olathe.
Okay.
I used a willpower and two quint since it's not dark yet. I've got five successes.
Okay.
It looks like it was four from Jesse to make Olathe lucky.
Yeah, we're feeling it right now, aren't we?
What?
We're lucky and we get ambushed.
We're lucky that it was just a fucking phone call and that we didn't get a fight immediately.
True.
Hey Benji, what about that pie?
You assume that they say pie?
Did you roll for it? I don't know if I saw a roll.
I didn't know when you wanted to roll. I didn't want to just start throwing things.
Fucking send it, dude.
I assume it's the crafts cooking for one of those pools.
Crafts cooking, diff 7.
I'm going to go with intelligence, I guess? Because, what, baking is a science?
Yeah, intelligence cooking.
What was the diff? I assume pie is a 6, I'll be honest.
Once you get a shell, pie is actually very easy. If you know how to make a shell, pies are... You just get the shell right, and then you put whatever the hell you want in it, and...
Yeah, and then the apocalypse happened.
And? You're mages! That doesn't stop us from having anything!
Yes, anyway.
Three successes, then. Because okay. Tiernan's gonna say, out loud, I'm gonna go check on that pie.
Yeah, you pretty much, like, climb up onto the boat in time to see her coming back out with a fucking pie. Which is handed over to you.
Fantastic. I'm going to go put some jam on this and get a couple of little accoutrements for our guests, because we're all waiting. You all are doing great.
hang out up here, and then when I walk in the doors of my sanctum, I want to cast a spell.
Did you say you were going to put jam on pie?
I said some shit, that's for sure.
What?
And I assume,
you know what? That might break Elena's concentration. Fucking, I'm going to put jam on pie. It's just, the fuck?
The point is, Tiernan's in a sanctum for this little bit, hopefully, where I just want to peep down the curtain with entropy and time. How's this going? Like, assuming they do the things right, is this guy going to be like, not good enough, eat his brain? Does that all check out?
Yep.
Two successes.
Thank you, comrade.
Okay.
Because I'd sure hate for Chase to get Mind Flayer eaten right now.
So we had... How many successes did we have so far?
Aletha had 3, Astoria had 5, and I didn't hear Chase's.
That's what I thought.
Chase had 4.
So 12?
Yep.
Okay. Chase. As you do this magic, first question, how are y'all doing this magic focus-wise?
Chase was using the rusty pipe as a bad example. But it is going to basically involve getting into a circle, an old beat-up iPod coming out of his pocket where the headphones that he's always wearing are plugged into. And drawing assorted mind magic-related symbology in a circle in the dirt around it.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a classic, like one of like the really old classic iPods?
Right when they started getting kind of small.
So like the original iPod Nano with like the wheel?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Astoria's gonna grin and say, this is exactly like the one I used to have.
Tell me it's green.
Oh no, my god, the lime?
The lime green?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had the lime green one.
I had the white one, like the original Nano.
I think I still have it somewhere, to be honest with you.
Jesse, like, raises an eyebrow at it. She's like, I ain't seen one of those in a minute.
Yeah, you know.
It's ancient technology now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I remember Sasha having one of these hooked up to the cassette player in her car.
Good stuff, and doesn't have an internet connection either, which is very helpful.
I bet it is.
Hey, speaking of that, he said something about the internet dimension.
We'll come back to it, yeah. The internet, when it became large enough, effectively split to its own dimension as well, like the Umbra or the Dreaming.
Why is there always new shit?
Because
it's always new shit.
You're dealing with all of humanity's shit building up.
I hate this.
Yeah. I can't teach you the entire world and the rest of the universe in ever, because I don't know it all either.
This is fucking wild. Does that mean we can go there?
Probably.
I mean,
not
I can
anymore.
Play old school RuneScape.
And frankly, I don't think most of us, other than Case, probably would have been that. And well, maybe Jessica would have really been able to get there on their own.
On my own, I don't think I could, but I've been a few times. Well, that might.
It was more of a technocrat thing or the virtual adepts than the traditions. All right, so Ben, you were saying with 12 successes,
Yeah, no, I just wanted y'all's focuses, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, you were starting to say something, and then you detoured onto the focuses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Chase, as that process is happening, you have a rather odd sensation of basically several thousand songs playing at the same time. It's not super pleasant. And given that y'all are all mind-linked together, y'all also hear several thousand songs playing all at the same time. At a somewhat higher than usual volume. It's not super pleasant.
Okay, it's Nightcore.
But that fades away. Kind of like one song after another, after another, after another, like really, really fast at first and then a lot slower until the very last song that you hear is Soil by System of a Down. And then it stops.
Oh my god, I need to ask that question.
And those of you with any kind of magical perceptions up are able to see that the item of the transfer is now glowing faintly in the magical spectrum. It's got Paradox attached to it. So as best as you can tell, that worked.
Clarification then. Is there still music in Chase's head?
Yes.
So we were able to copy it.
Olathe is going to put a point of quintessence into extending that. Because I don't know how long it's going to take him to decide he wants to fuck with it. And we can tell him, alright, this should stay for the next day? Or is Paradox going to work differently?
Paradox would probably work differently, but the smaller, like, human-sized armor set is going to pretty quickly clonk its way over. Grab the thing and clonk its way back. And hand it over to its master. Before returning to a defensive position. Crude. But it'll work. And he holds up the item. There's a very bright flash of light, and it's gone. Just winks out of existence. Pattern unraveled. Huh. I can hear it. I can hear it! Music. I have music again. And he bows a little. Well, I'd call that a successful transaction. You may go.
And, just like that.
In the mind link, Astoria says, it's not really a transaction if we didn't get anything out of it.
We didn't get a fight from the crazy man and his robots and mercenaries.
That's not how transactions work.
No, but I think it might be most of what we're getting right now.
That's how transactions work when you have a big gun. I think we were mugged, but like...
Before you
definitely
go...
Definitely mugged. This was a mugging. This was not a transaction.
Before also, you go, is there a way we can contact you?
Hmm. Well, if you leave a message at the hotel, they have ways to reach me. Ta-ta now. And he steps towards his portal.
All right, then.
Tyrion's coming back out with a pie. There are now raspberries and other assortments on the top.
He left. Cool pie, though.
Brother Burke's still here, by the way.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, three of the four duplicate Dr. Manhattan-esque archer guys disappear. And the rest of them make their way over towards you.
That would have been some easy magic armor for you guys, wouldn't it?
Don't worry about it. We don't need it. We'll go get the rest of our payment from this guy. He's exasperating.
At least you got to do it without a fight.
At least you didn't get mugged.
I did. Yeah, I'm... Y'all seem like decent people. I'm glad we didn't have to kill you.
Same.
Enjoy the pie.
Holy shit, yes. Yeah. And she does come over and acquire the pie and give it a very long sniff.
Yeah.
You know that SpongeBob, the SpongeBob meme that I don't need it?
Right.
That's Jesse right now. I don't need it. I don't need it.
We can make another pie.
We can just make more pies. Yeah.
No, I'm okay. I don't need it.
We're going to make more pie.
Hell yeah.
Again, I'm sorry this was a thing. Y'all do seem like you're all right, folks. Here. And she steps up to Olathe, passing the pie to Herman, who kind of holds it in his giant gauntlets, and it looks really ridiculous.
I thought you were about to have her hand the fucking pie back, and I was going to laugh so fucking hard.
I'm re-gifting this. I know it's a poison pie.
I've decided I don't fucking want it.
We've heard about poison. We remember the stories of poison apples, and you gave us an apple pie.
And she hands a business card to Olathe. It is solid black with just a white smiley face on it. And that's it.
I'm assuming I'm sensing some kind of magic from it.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm assuming core magic.
Yep. If you set that on fire, it'll give us a call. We don't work for free, but might be able to help you out at some point. Keep it in mind.
Interesting.
Anyway, I've got a date with Beach, some suntan lotion, and my tits out. So, I'll see y'all later.
Don't get burned.
Sometimes getting burned is part of the fun.
One by one.
Is it? You think sunburn is fun, Olathe? What kind of glutton for punishment are you?
When you can get rid of it, it is. Not having to deal with lotion can be worth a little bit of magic to get rid of it.
That's not bad. What?
Why don't you just use the magic in place of the suntan lotion? Why would you let yourself get burned on purpose?
Olathe just waves. You just don't think of it first.
You don't. Astoria puts her arm out. Very, very pasty.
Olathe is going to kind of like look down at her, nowhere near as pasty as Ethan. It takes a little more for her to burn. Sometimes you just don't notice.
If you've never forgotten the sunscreen, you're not very spontaneous, that's all.
Point at Chase.
I've forgotten the sunscreen so many fucking times in real life.
Oh, same.
Sometimes you just end up on a beach. Or in the desert.
Mm-hmm. Usually with alcohol involved, which makes you burn more easily.
Nice to meet you, Jay-Z. I miss the beach.
All right. Well, this day is full of surprises.
Chase, I'd say don't make more fans, but if you're going to make more, at least let them be dealt with this easily.
Oh, I'm already planning on how I'm going to get some money out of him, so.
Oh, I figured.
So long story short, since electronics don't work,
we melt this down?
What do you think the odds are that music stores just didn't get looted?
Probably.
Yo.
Decently
high.
You
think that guy was smart enough to have figured out a basic matter and mind cantrip to,
we could make a record.
Suck the music out of CDs? Because that's what I'm going to do. And when I have another couple thousand songs, I'm going to see how much he'll give me for it.
I mean, record players, if you just turn them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, we could get a fucking phonograph. Just be functional.
We can try, at least. We don't know how everything has been affected, given gasoline doesn't just burn properly anymore. But, Chase, we may also be able to give you a little more control over that paradox in your head, too, if we want to take time at that at some point.
That's all right.
Oh, side note. He smelled like a marauder, right?
Out of character, Ben?
That's Tiernan in character.
He's probably, like, right on the edge.
Not there yet, but he's probably close. I wouldn't be surprised to see that tip over.
I'm just saying, if you take a bunch of quintessence from marauders, you're probably fucking with weird resonance.
Yeah.
His money's not good here, you know? Like,
I don't imagine his weird marauder resonance is going to stick any more than anything else does with the hole in my pattern.
Or it could be used to pay somewhere else if we spread it out enough.
Or I'm going to see if I can get that robot from him.
That they may stick a little more to that.
He's not a marauder, okay. It's fine.
I'm scrolling through. This is Elaine. I'm scrolling through just to make sure. I don't think the marauders have been brought up in Magic 101.
No, Jesse can ask about them.
Well, Jesse is just, per usual, looking super confused.
Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Marauders.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've talked about them around you, but I'm not 100% on that.
It ain't come up in class. I'm sure that I've heard the word. It's a familiar word, but...
Crazy people. Not necessarily evil, but...
Crazy mages.
When a mage goes crazy, weird shit happens. And whether they're evil or not, that weird shit is frequently dangerous. Like the girl I met in Vietnam... No, Thailand. Had nightmares about monsters, and then the monsters would come out the next night and eat people.
When people can bend reality with their will, their mind being broken can bring that broken reality into being.
And it's contagious.
It's fucking contagious.
He
was a contagious crazy mage and we just not did fucking like business sneeze, with him?
Not like yet.
If you hang out with him for, 3 weeks in his space.
Yeah.
Once you get to a certain level of power, it gets harder to kind of tell the line between what is fully crazy and what is reality for that person. Given we bend it at will. If we talked about just growing plants from nothing, that would seem crazy to others. They live in their own realities, and there can be bleed over. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. but it's generally not advised to stay around those kind of people.
Okay, so we ain't doing any sleepovers at Crazy Mage's house. I got you.
Yeah.
He wasn't fully crazy yet.
Did we ask for a name?
No. You're not.